Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth and song? As the burdens press and the cares distress,
good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ. Welcome to our daily devotions for Wednesday, the 4th of May, 2022, brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am the Reverend Desiree Johnson, Assistant Curate at Christ the King, Ridgeland Park West, New Providence. Today, in our church's liturgical calendar, we celebrate the life and witness of St. Monica of Hippo. She is a model of patience and prayer, whose strong and well-disciplined character finally led to the conversion of others in her family, most notably her brilliant but wayward son, Augustine. Let us pray. O Lord, through spiritual discipline, you strengthened your servant Monica to persevere in offering her love and prayers and tears for the conversion of her husband and of Augustine, their son. Deepen our devotion, we pray, and use us in accordance with your will to bring others, even our own kindred, to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Hear now the words of the Holy Gospel according to Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. Soon afterwards, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. As he approached the gate of the town, a man who had died was being carried out. He was his mother's only son, and she was a widow. And with her was a large crowd from the town. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came forward and touched the bier, and the bearers stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, rise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized all of them, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has looked favorably on his people." This word about him spread throughout Judea and all the surrounding country. Here ends the reading. Our gospel reading today offers us a simple guide on how we ought to live as followers of Christ. Luke tells us that when Jesus saw the widow whose only son had died, he had compassion on her because she was especially vulnerable, both in her grief at having to bury a child and because she had lost her only means of economic support. Jesus saw the woman not only with the eyes of his flesh, but with the eyes of his heart. But Jesus did not stop with feeling compassion for her. He took action and restored her son to life. After having witnessed this miracle, the crowds who were in the funeral procession and those following Jesus were initially seized by fear. Soon afterward, however, they began to glorify God, giving thanks to him for what he had done. Not content to keep this miraculous experience to themselves, they then spread word of what they had seen throughout the region, telling others about Jesus. Friends, this scene reveals Jesus' compassionate character and intent towards us. Jesus sees people as God sees them and responds to them as God responds to us. He meets our needs even when we are too distraught to ask for help. He embodies the compassion and care that God desires of all God's servants. And so our scripture reading encourages us to see, thank, and tell. to see and respond to those at the margins of our society, those who often live unseen or ignored. To give thanks to God for all that He has done, is doing, and is yet to do for us, for healing, restoring, and renewing us, for loving and redeeming us. And to tell others of the goodness of God and the good news of Jesus Christ. You see, God knows what it means to lose a son. Jesus raised up the only son of the widow of Nain, as God raised up His only begotten Son, Jesus, from the cross for our sake, reaching out His hand in compassion for us all. Let us pray. Healing Lord, by Your goodness You restored many who were ill, even raising the dead to life. Restore us to new life, healing our hearts, minds, and spirits, so that we may proclaim praise and gratitude for Your compassion to all who will hear. In the name of the One who is Himself new life, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Thank you for listening. We hope that you find our daily devotions a source of inspiration and invite you to share them with others so that they too might be encouraged. As always, I wish you blessings of peace and all good.